Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back to another episode of Semi-Organized Chaos. I'm a little bit of a nasal Keisha Better today.
Oh yeah, what's going on with that?
Just feeling a little under
it's
the weather.
It's not COVID, is it?
No, I have tested a lot.
Have you tested?
Yes, because I'm going away soon overseas, so I've got to be negative, and it must be something else. Anyway, who are you?
I am Simon Baggs.
On this podcast, we talk about pop culture, relationships, and the world's weirdest news.
Coming up today, we're talking Bondi dating life on fire for one person. Is Sydney the worst city to find friends? What do you love most about yourself and the world's weirdest news?
Let's get into the chaos.
How's it been going, mate? And what I mean, how's it been going?
This is a podcast.
And you know what? You know that our listeners are going to love this. Tell me, we've been friends now for what?
6 years?
Fucking 6 years.
That's a long
time. It's a long friendship. Yeah. We can wind this up soon. But how's the last?
What's that? You know the 7 year itch of a marriage? We're just going to wrap up the friendship.
Oh, mate. You drive me mad.
You drive me
mad. Fucking whinging all the time. Anyway.
Messaging me on a Saturday night, you were this weekend.
To show you our bloody ranking on the podcast.
I was like, dude, it's a Saturday night. You're asking me for a login of my email account.
Yeah, I did actually. Yeah, because I was, you know why? Because Yulia was working.
I was like, oh.
No, Yulia was working. I was sitting at home.
Okay, that makes more sense because I was like,
I was at home alone, right? I needed to see our emails because I haven't checked them.
Yeah.
And I realized we didn't have any. It was actually quite a depressing moment. I was like, you know what I need to do? I need to check the emails. I haven't checked them for a while.
I haven't checked them.
And then it comes up, you know how it comes up with the authentication thing?
Yeah, yeah.
And
it gets sent to my phone.
Gets sent to your fucking phone, right? Mm. So I've got to text you and go, what's the number?
We should probably change that because I feel
How do we change it? One phone has to. I don't want you texting me on a Saturday night.
I'm telling you right now, the chances of me checking work emails on a Saturday night. Very low.
Yeah.
Very, very low.
Yeah, but you're not, and I love my marriage, but you're not married with a partner who may work on the weekend. So therefore, sometimes you get a little bit lonely. And so you think, okay, well, I might get some work done now while my wife's working so that when she comes home.
You can spend some quality time together.
With her.
Yeah, that's nice.
But anyway, we're getting way off the topic here.
Yeah, deliberately.
What I want to know is something that we were talking just before jumping on the microphones. How's dating life going? I mean, you're in Bondi, which is the hub of singledom.
It is. Actually, you know, I had a new friend say something to me this week about how there are so many single people in Bondi. And I was like, well, I haven't noticed. But I did say it's the type of place where you live. You got to be careful. You can't muddy your waters too much because, you know, hypothetically, you go for a walk along the promenade.
And you've seen everybody that you've hooked up with.
Well,
you've got to
be. This is why you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Because I don't want that type of lifestyle.
Right.
So I've really tried to keep that sparse.
So do I need to say, Keisha Pettit, rein it in?
No.
Okay.
No, don't. I've been.
Let it out.
I've literally only hooked up with one person in like a month.
Okay, that's actually quite disappointing to be honest with you. I was hoping for way more exciting stuff. You're the single one on this show.
I feel like I've just taken a bit of a step back.
It's a cold winter.
Do you know what? The conversation I did have on the weekend, and I don't know if this makes me sound like I'm in a good place or if I'm a bit arrogant. I'm not sure where the scale leans. I kind of look around at my life and I'm like, I have a fucking great life.
Mm.
And the reason that this conversation came up was because someone that I didn't know particularly well, I'd only met them once or twice, asked me to go on a date on Saturday night.
Mm.
And I was like, dude, That is prime real estate for me to hang out with my friends.
And also for your podcast partner to text and ask, what's the login?
Like, can't be on a date if I've got these messages coming through from Simon being like, answer your phone.
I love how you make it out like I'm saying, answer your phone. I just texted you and said, you fucking started the email and now I can't log in.
You said, what's the code? The Gmail, like, two-factor authentication.
Okay, let's get off this boring conversation and get back to you having sex.
No, but this is what I said. I was like, that's prime real estate for me to hang out with my friends. And I don't want to risk, like, a meh date on a Saturday night when I have the alternative of hanging out with my mates and having a great time. Mm. And so I'm in that position where I'm like, cool, dating, heaps of fun, sure, but it's got to be better than hanging out with my friends. And because I'm having such a good time doing that right now, that's a hard kind of bar to go above.
So for those, and we know this, there are men that are listening to this podcast and getting tips on how to date Keisha, which is great, guys.
No, it's not how to date me. It's how to date other people.
No, it's also you. But look, guys, here, boys, write this down, okay? What day...
Apparently, according to you, I can't do Tuesdays anymore.
You can't, because that's podcast day. Boys, away. Get away on a Tuesday. That is my day, all right?
You had a go at me last Tuesday. You're like, stop booking dates for a Tuesday
night. You know why? Because you fucking hurry me along.
Yeah,
I and I don't like to be hurried.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah,
let's go.
And I'm like, no, I want to ease into this. I want to be here in the moment. I don't give a fuck about Terry, who you're fucking at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Who's fucking a guy on a Tuesday at 4 o'clock?
Excuse me, wasn't sleeping with them.
Oh, just whatever.
Went and had a little hangout.
Okay, so what day do you want them? Let's put it out to the universe. And when I say the universe,
I like dates on Thursday nights. You know why? Because like it's not too early in the week. Mm. To be fair, I kind of any midweek day.
And usually movies are released on a Thursday, so you could always
go to the fucking movie.
And what do you do? I don't know.
Is that how long it's been since you've been in the dating game?
Well, you go to the movies. It's been 5 years.
What, do you do the, like, what? Yawn and lean over with your arms?
With
well?
My wife? Whoa! Hope she's going to accept my my arm going around her. Get a bit nervous.
Can we end this segment?
No,
I'm done.
No, I want to sit
I don't
here.
Want to talk anymore about this.
When's your time to shine? Summer.
Genuinely, I'm thriving.
You're thriving.
I'm having a good time.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. It doesn't sound like it.
I know I sound a bit sick, don't I? Do you know why?
No, I mean, as in one bloke in the last month. Like,
that's my choice. Sorry, no. For any girl. Sorry, it's by choice.
Right,
any girl, regardless. Doesn't so, I'm stereotyping? I'm stereotyping.
No. I love it. I love it. So you're saying that if you are out right and you say to a guy, "Hey, let's do this now. I'm pretty keen." Right? 100% of the time, you will never be rejected.
No, obviously not. Obviously not 100% of the time. And you can stop your little giggle in the corner of being like, oh my God, I'm so hilarious. Obviously not. But I think if we're talking stereotypically, men more than
we're
happy.
We're desperate, mate.
They no, we're take not an opportunity if they are presented with it.
Yeah, we're opportunists.
Probably more percentage-wise than the female client. I'm feeling
because you don't need to.
I'm feeling like I'm going to get cancelled for saying
what?
This.
Now, why would you get cancelled? Why could you possibly?
People are like, the female empowerment, they can do whatever they want. And I'm like, you totally can do whatever you want. But like, I'm saying that if
no,
there
but you
were
are
10
saying
women
that. You
who
are
were...
saying you get all the choices. We don't get the choices. We're like, hey, would you please have sex with me? That's basically
would
what.
Would you please, ma'am? Please.
Please.
It's been 84 years.
84 years?
It's a Titanic reference.
Oh, mate. You know, what, you got a fucking, what kind of guys are you seeing? All right, Keish, you may have seen this on Lab Bible Australia, but Sydney has ranked the third worst city in the world to make friends.
I did see this.
Yeah. The other two that ranked.
See, I didn't see what the others were.
Copenhagen and Stockholm also ranked second last and, Stockholm, which came in last place. But
I can see why those ones were higher though because, like, in winter they get, harder to make friends. In winter they get sunlight for, like, 4 hours a day. I don't know what's going on with Sydney though.
Well, I mean, yeah, we've got the weather. We've got the beautiful – one of the most beautiful cities in the world. But I think we've also got a harsh – personality when it comes, if you compare it to, say, Melbourne, like, I love Sydney, but Melbourne, I feel like people are much more friendly there, right?
This was really interesting to me because both of us have probably moved around a bit more than the average person. A lot of us, we moved around a lot for work individually. And I've lived in probably like 7 or 8 cities in my life. And every time you do that move,
you notice some differences in the cities, right?
But also there's that whole like mental admin of, okay, new city, new place.
Make some friends.
Yeah, and I will admit the making friends part.
Draining.
It is draining, and it is particularly hard.
But
right?
If you compare you and I right now, I mean, I'm a bit older than you, and this is the second time that I've lived in Sydney, but I feel like I've got a very, very small circle of friends, not really wanting to expand it either. I've probably got 3 mates in Sydney, and that's all I have. Where if I look at you, you've got like 5,000 friends.
I don't have 5,000 friends.
You're like the friend queen at the moment.
My friends have started joking and calling me the plus one girl because I'm going to give you a very real story that happened on Saturday morning. I caught up with one of my childhood friends who has also moved to Sydney. We went for a walk. We ran into one of my other friends and I was like, hey, we're going to go grab a coffee. You want to come grab a coffee? Not kidding. Got there, so the 3 of us. Another friend came. Another friend walked past, sat down and came, and my next door neighbor messaged me and was like, what are you up to? So then there were 6 of us.
Oh, I've got anxiety already. There's too many people to manage there.
No, it was great. And what I love is that all of them are becoming friends now as well. Like some of them went and hung out that night. And I like that kind of thing. I like it when everybody is like a part of the group and a part of.
But does anyone ever start getting jealous of your time? Like do you find that some friends are like, well, hang on a second, I want more of your time now and all that kind of stuff. Like how many friends do you actually have? It seems like you've got at least 30 friends here in Bondi. I'd say.
Oh, 30. God, I don't know. I'm not counting. But also, no, I wouldn't be friends with people if they got jealous of the time that I was spending with other friends. That's so bizarre to me.
But they will. But, they will. You watch.
Well, the thing that I have heard about Sydney.
As time goes on, you do cull your friends over time. Like, as you get older, you do start to cull your friends. Someone starts gossiping about this one, and then this one has a divorce, and then everyone starts talking. It's just like, oh, my God.
When you throw a breakup in, that does make it hard because it's like, which side of the breakup do you go to? A lot of people have brought up with me that Sydney is particularly cliquey.
You've got 4 parts, right? So you've got the western suburbs, you've got the eastern suburbs, you've got the southern beaches, and you've also got the northern beaches, right? And usually you stick within your area and you don't really cross-pollinate. And also, you are one of the questions that you get asked, which I come from the Gold Coast, so this never really affects me, and I'm guessing you come from Newcastle, so same thing for you. But one of the questions you will get asked when you do meet new people is, what school did you go to here in Sydney? And what they're doing is they're asking you, are you my caliber of people and are you smart enough to be around me, basically?
Smart enough, you think it is?
Well, smart enough and rich enough, I think. Yeah, they want to know that you're of a certain, you know, caliber.
Well, let's compare this to you moved to Newcastle, which is my hometown. How did you find making friends there?
I think Newcastle, so coming from the Gold Coast, I think the Gold Coast and Sydney have some similarities, and it's hard to find good friends because they've both got that harsh, there's a harshness to both of those cities. And I think Newcastle, out of all the cities that I've lived in Australia, is probably the friendliest city that I've ever been in my life.
Really?
Yeah, I found it very easy to find friends in Newcastle.
See, that's so interesting though, because I moved to the Gold Coast when I was 18 and I didn't know anybody. And I wouldn't say I struggled to make friends. It just took me a little while. It was the first time that, you know, I had to kind of make friends, in, especially as an adult.
Well, you're 18 as well. Everyone wants to be a friend at 18.
Well, I went to uni, so that's kind of where I made the most amount of friends. Yeah. But like as an adult, I have heard that it can be really hard to make friends. I don't know if this is just the type of person I am, but I've never particularly struggled with it.
You've got a high tolerance for people, right? Where for me, I look at people and I'm like, there's like a, like, you know, in like Mission Impossible, how they've got the glasses on where they're doing the radar, like beep, 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 over the people, right? I'm literally looking at people and I'm like, oh, fuck me. I couldn't be bothered getting to know that person. You know, like that's what my radar is doing. So I think it's also, it's hard to meet people, but it's also hard to put the energy into meeting new friends as you get older as well, because you hear something that you're just like, well, that's not even on my radar of things to care about. No. I'm not going to be friends with them. Oh, they're an acquaintance. I've got so many acquaintances now. But my friendship circle is like 5 people and 5 people only. It's like the circle of trust in Meet the Fockers. If you want to get into that circle, it's pretty fucking hard now.
Look, if you are in Sydney and you're struggling to make friends, if you're not weird, you can hit me up. Your friendship group is closed, allegedly.
Yeah.
You could probably do with more than 5, to be fair.
No.
Yeah, you could. No, it's, hey, then you wouldn't get home on a Saturday night sending me work emails.
This is my... No, that's because my wife was working.
Well, and we're saving
for a holiday.
If you had a friend to hang out with.
No, stop making me act like I'm a fucking loser. No, I do not want any more friends. And I get to decide on my gates into my friendship, and they are fucking closed.
I'm telling you right now, maybe you could do with some more.
No, I don't want any more.
What are some of the things that you're, like, proud of yourself for? Like, that you like about yourself or your life, like, you know, that kind of thing.
I guess
Cockstick.
Fuck, and well, this is
anything.
Your, it's very
anything
hard.
You like about yourself?
Well, I like that I've built a career and a lifestyle that really I'm in control of.
Okay, that's nice.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't really have to really answer to a lot of people.
How about something a little more superficial, maybe a little bit less deep? What is something that you like about yourself? Do you drive a nice car? Do you have a nice house? You got a hot wife?
I got a fucking hot wife.
You got a hot
wife. But that's not an achievement.
Kind of is.
Is it?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Kind of is. I realize that there's something that I'm weirdly proud of about myself that I like my phone number. It's curvy.
Okay, show us.
I realized the other day when I'm not going to read out my phone number, but it does have repeats in it as well. And I realized the other day when I was looking at my phone number, I was like, you know what? I have a really nice phone number. It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Lots of round bits to it. Mm-hmm. Like there's a 298398 in there.
Ooh, girl.
And I think it's nice. And it's something that I'm quite fond of.
So do you like giving it out?
I mean, I don't give it out that often.
But when you
but
do
I put
give it
on
out,
a lot of work emails. That was where I realized because I was typing into a work email and I just looked at my phone number and I thought, nice.
Yeah.
Well done.
Okay, so are you thinking about putting a jingle with it? Because, I mean, you know how there's those jingles for, like, the Lubemobile and stuff like that?
We'll come to you, 1330, 32. Right. Maybe, that worked. Maybe. I still remember it 20 years later. Do I ever need to call Lubemobile? No, I don't.
What does the Lubemobile even – I know the number. What do they even do?
I feel like they were auto mechanics or something.
Right.
I think.
But that's the – like, that's
Lubemobile.
How – Lube, they lube your car up
I
or
feel
whatever.
Like they could have a very different business with that name now.
Totally.
But 2022.
Your phone number, maybe we could come up with a jingle for it, and then that way, instead of you just giving out your number, you could sing your partner's the jingle, right, live.
I love how you say partner's with, like, a plural.
Or because you're single, mate. And
I just said to you, the main point that I put my phone number out there is on a work email.
Yeah,
like, if I'm emailing someone and I'm like,
clients then. Sing it to clients.
Not clients. People that, like, I work as a podcast producer, and I'm like, hey, if this is easy, I'll just give me a call, and I like it. Someone that I do call.
Okay, there's the jingle. I mean, that's it. Let's do it.
I realized that Brit is now my in case of emergency person. Uh-huh. Her number has too much of the same numbers
in
it.
Can you two rein it in on the, like, what do you mean? So if you're going overseas and you go to a doctor's surgery, you're putting Brit down as your.
In case of emergency person, yeah. She's the person that I spend probably the most amount of time with.
You don't.
And she's here.
But you don't put your parents down or you don't put
well, no, but what are they going to do if I'm in an emergency?
Find out that you're in an emergency first.
But like, and then what? What
ring
happens?
Ring Brit.
Exactly. Cut out the middleman. Also, she's much more likely to answer her phone than what they are. She put me down as her in case of emergency person at the hospital. It is
here's
a new
thing,
level
though,
of
is
friendship.
Brit, is Brit the kind of person that would answer a no number? I feel like
no,
she's not.
She's not.
So I don't know if
point.
She's the great. Yeah,
it's a good point.
You need people that are older
that answer the no number.
Right, because I don't answer no number. You can't put me down.
I don't think I'd want to put.
And
you
it's
down.
Not like it comes up with
I
triple
don't think
zero.
You'd care? I think I'd have to be on death's door for you to be like, fine, I'll drive over and get her. I'll come and help her.
No, I'd be. Oh yeah, you're probably right.
If it was in business hours.
Yeah, if it was in business hours. You know, like, can you not die in outside of – don't die on the weekend.
I don't want to die on a weekend.
No.
If I'm going to go – Monday. I'd rather go, like, first thing in the morning so that I didn't have to go to work that day, you know.
Yes.
It's pointless. You're not going to
get paid
for it.
What about dying at work?
What happens if you die and you're, like, mid-pay cycle? Do they pay the work –
Yeah.
How does that work?
I don't think they're that much of an asshole. I mean, they'd have to be a pretty shitty company. To not pay you out.
Mm. Does it depend on like how often you get paid?
Well, if you've died, write to us. Let us know what happened. I mean.
Sometimes on this podcast I go, how the fuck did we end up here? And then I remember that it's the two of us talking and the podcast is called Semi-Organized Chaos for a fucking reason.
Okay, like you're talking to me.
Yeah.
I've never experienced this before. So what do I say?
It's something that I've questioned, though.
Good.
You know, another question I had that relates to the
start of... Is this how you're dating men?
Yeah.
You're bringing up all these hypotheticals and then they walk away questioning all of these things.
But maybe thinking about it...
Will I be paid if I die? I better get my mortgage in line because if I do die this month...
Who cares? Why are you worrying about your mortgage?
Can I just say...
We should be living more freely.
Just a disclaimer, we are not a finance podcast, if you haven't noticed, but...
you know it's illegal to give out financial advice.
Whatever, I'm just going to give you some. I'm going to give you some anyway, fuck it, right? Okay. Take this in, guys. Get a big mortgage. And then...
And why is that?
Because we're all going to die, right?
Well, then why don't you say just rent?
No, get a big mortgage, right? And then just pay the fucker off. But if you don't make it, who cares?
Do they carry that on?
I don't
know. What happens when you
can sell? Surely. You can sell your house. The family can sell the house and get the profit.
Yeah.
So live your best life. That's what I'm trying to say.
So, like, what do you inherit debt? Is that a thing?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. But the thing is, so let's say for example, you bought a really crazy house right now with a massive mortgage. Obviously, you wouldn't be eating very nicely for a while. But then, if you died in say 30 years from now,
right?
And the mortgage is still not paid off, your family still have something, an asset to sell, and you know what I mean? Like, who cares? Just they'll sell it.
Yeah.
And they'll make profit.
And I mean, the way that inflation's going, they'll make money. Make a little pretty penny for themselves.
Exactly.
To bring
that is
back.
Terrible financial advice, everybody. Do not take my advice, but just think about it.
To bring it back to my phone number chat, do you like your phone number?
No. I've never thought about it, to be honest with you.
You've never thought about it?
I always have to look at my phone to find out what my phone number is. That's how much I don't know it.
What do you mean?
Well, remember back in the day, we'd be all like, my home number from when I was growing up is 555-931-801. Go and call it, guys. Let's see who's at home. I can remember that number.
Yeah.
From when I was 8 years old. But I can't remember my current phone number, so I have to look on my phone and find out what my own phone number is. If you said to me, hey, what's your phone number?
Changed throughout your life? Like, I've had the same one since I was 15.
No, it's changed a fair bit because I either go overseas or I do something and then I just cancel my plan and then I come back and I'm like, oh, I fucking need a new phone.
You have to get a new number.
Yeah, just because I just cancel it.
Oh, that makes me feel strange. I feel because like I wouldn't feel like myself without my phone number.
Well, I always walk into Apple and go, I want a new phone, right? And then they say, if you go with Optus, you get this package.
You can transfer your number over.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't.
Really?
I just haven't done it.
That would cause me so much mental anxiety to think of, like, if someone had tried to contact me and it had gone through to my old phone number.
I've probably missed out on so many jobs. Because people have been trying to ring me and
you keep telling yourself that,
dog. They've got my Hotmail account.
They've got your Hotmail. Well, maybe we need to change your phone number again until... Can you pick your phone number? Like, can you go in and have to pay for it?
It's a premium, yep.
How much?
Well, once again, you ask me these questions, I don't work at Optus, bro. What the fuck?
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm going on a trip in a couple of days.
Where are we going? Toowoomba.
No.
Where?
Bali. Where all of the Aussies are escaped. Actually, it's either like Europe or Bali right now, and I only had a week. So we're going to Bali. Mm. I can't bloody wait.
Yeah.
Haven't been on an overseas trip for like probably 3-ish plus years now.
We get it. COVID.
Something that, like, I used to travel a lot in my younger 20s. It was kind of like I would run away from life and I would travel a lot. And I was pretty notoriously known for being the person who packed the day of. And I was a really light packer.
Mm.
Something has changed in the past 3 years, and I don't know whether it's because I feel as though when I used to travel a lot, not only was I traveling a lot, so I kind of like I knew how it all worked, you know? I knew what I needed, I knew what I didn't, and I knew the airport
schedule. Put your toothbrush in the plastic bag with the toothpaste so you don't get it.
Also, like, I knew security. I needed my passport. I knew I needed my travel cards in separate locations. Mm. I have two passports, so I'd always keep them separate, like all that kind of stuff, right?
Who taught you all of this stuff?
I think it's just something that you learn over time.
Mm.
I've realized how unfit for traveling I am, because it was 6 days before I leave that I got my suitcase out and I've already packed.
Oh, mate.
I know.
You've turned into like my mum who's 65.
I've turned into like a weird, like yeah. I used to look at those people and be like, it's a bit sad. You're a bit too keen.
But you're excited.
I am excited. And also because it's winter here, it's not like the reason that I used to not pack until like the day of or whatever was because I would maybe need those clothes beforehand, or I need my swimmers, or need my towel. But because it's like going over to Indonesia where it's really warm, I've just packed all this summer stuff.
Mm.
But I do feel a bit lame. And I also have this like underlying anxiety right now of I don't know what I need to take with me. I need to get travel insurance. I haven't done that yet.
Oh, far really? Out.
So hey, let me write that down.
Write that down on your whiteboard of ideas.
I'm actually genuinely writing that down, travel insurance.
Okay. I reckon this is great for the podcast, but if you could organise your things off the podcast.
Sorry.
With Yulia and I noticed it with both of us, like I'm very similar. I can travel. Recently went to the UK with a carry-on bag and that's all, right? I don't actually take a
You were
luggage.
There for a while.
Yeah, I was there for 10 days. I can do 10 days with a carry-on bag easily.
Really?
Easily.
I couldn't do that.
My wife, we have the biggest bag and she will still take space in my carry-on. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, I'll be taking her toiletry bag in my carry-on because it won't fit in her giant bag that she's got, which has like three layers inside and then like a fold-up bit and like all these other bits and pieces.
Well, it's because you just sometimes you don't know what you're going to be doing and
Mate,
you need
I went
different
to London
choices. It's very
in the
easy
winter.
Being a man. Very,
in the winter.
Yes, but it's very easy being a man. You need one pair of boots then, right? One pair of boots, one pair
I'm
of
wearing
sneakers.
I'm wearing the boots on the plane. I'm wearing
and you
the
need
socks
one pair of
on the plane. I'm wearing
yeah.
I'm wearing the undie on the plane. Yeah. No. Basically, all I'm doing right is I'll pack five pairs of jocks, five pairs of socks, right? One pair of jeans which I'll wear on the plane, a couple of jumpers in there, whatever else I need. Now,
this is where I say it's so easy to be a guy.
But then also, this is the thing you've got the same thing that I've got, which is a shower.
Yeah.
In your hotel room, so you wash your undies, your five pairs of undies.
Ew, just go get them washed, you weirdo.
You wash them.
I need to pay you more. Just get your laundry done.
Just wash your undies, guys. Wash your undies in the shower, hang them over the...
I'm imagining room service coming in the next day to like, you know, do your sheets. Okay. And they're like, this guy's
There's undies everywhere.
Oh, look at all these underwear. They got holes in them.
Rio?
Just
Who's
get,
wearing Rio
just
undies?
Get them done in the laundry.
Yeah, he's got Spider-Man undies on, whatever. Hang them up, dry them out. And because of the aircon in especially places like London, fucking amazing. It'll dry in like 12 hours. You come back, you've got a fresh
12
pair.
Hours? That's not quick. Just get done at the laundry service.
No,
they even fold them for you.
You've got to go to the laundry service. This is convenience, guys. Convenience. Get in, get out, boom.
You know that they do it in the hotels. It costs a little more, but it is worth the convenience, in my opinion.
When you're traveling, especially when you're a backpacker, which I've been a few times now, you are looking for every little dollar.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that I think men have it a lot easier in this scenario because you can wear a pair of jeans. Okay, let's say you've got a meeting, a work meeting.
Jeans.
Jeans and boots. Tick. You've got dinner later that night.
I've got other things on as well, not just jeans and boots.
Depends on what industry you're in. You go to dinner later, jeans and boots.
Jeans and boots.
Still
might
fine.
Might put a t-shirt on.
Okay, you wake up in the morning, you want to go get yourself some breakfast and a coffee.
Jeans and boots.
Jeans and boots.
Mate, and?
Plain.
Undies that have been washed in the shower.
It's not that easy for girls. We need change. Like
it is actually easy, guys. You guys just...
No, but if we go to a fancy dinner, you can't wear jeans and a
boots.
Pair of sneakers.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, we actually can. It's just you're worried about what everyone's thinking.
Yeah, we feel as though that's
here's the thing. You're in Bali. I mean, wear a Bintang singlet, mate. It's totally fine.
I'm not wearing a Bintang singlet. But I did only pack 3 pairs of shoes. So I'm proud of myself for that. Got a couple of different options depending on where we're going.
What kind of shoes have you got?
Sandals, a pair of thongs. I haven't worn thongs for a while, but I thought
that'll be... What kind of thongs? Havaianas?
No, I got this.
Get them out. I want to see them.
They're arch support.
Oh, gross.
Hang on. Bear with me. We were sent them for the podcast and I was told they're arch support thongs. They're called Archies. This is not sponsored.
Hang on, are you talking about our podcast?
No, a different podcast.
Fucking hell, I'm thinking, are you getting sponsorships already? And
I'm, like, I'm getting freebies, I'm just not passing them on to you.
I want my arch support thongs.
Okay, I'm not kidding. When I first heard that, I was like, dude, I'm 28 years old, I don't need arch support thongs, but thanks.
Right.
They sent them anyway.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie.
Are they Crocs?
No, they're like, they look like Havaianas, but comfortable.
Oh God, they're horrible, and they are. What is that color? What is that color?
Cream.
That is not cream.
I think they're called taupe. Actually,
that's not taupe.
They look like normal Havaiana thongs.
That is skin colored feet thongs.
What? I'm sorry. Oh, they're never sponsoring this podcast, are they? They're great. You remember when Birkenstocks first came out? Everyone was like, ugh, they look like Jesus shoes. I now own, and I was one person, I still think they look like Jesus shoes, but I own 2 pairs of them.
Yeah, I know, and they stink. Those things stink, man.
Mine don't stink.
Yeah, they do.
Yours? No, they don't. I'm telling you right now, no, they do absolutely
it's like
It's like your own BO?
Yeah, you don't know.
Do I have that? I'm taking the thongs with me, and they look good. They look good, arch support thongs.
They look like they've got a heel.
They don't have a heel.
I'm picturing you walking
around. It's a centimetre thick.
Just picture, you know, have you ever seen the pools in Vegas where there's the girls walking around with the heels on? This is what these thongs look like.
That is not what they look like. Don't you chuckle off to the
You could put a
side.
Fish in the back of that and have it swimming around. All right, so on this podcast, we cover relationships, pop culture, and the world's weirdest news.
First one. Have you heard about this heat wave going on
the
UK?
The UK. They must love it, though.
Well, here's the headline. Cinema offers free entry to ginger people so they can hide from the sun.
Yeah. Because there would be, I feel like there would, in the UK, I mean, we've got ginger people here too, right? But I feel like there'd be more ginger people in there.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure that, like, if you trace it back genetically,
it's Irish.
I thought it was Scottish.
Scottish and Irish, maybe, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. So there's a lot of the red hair around there, which obviously fair skin.
Not a good time. So apparently parts of the England are going to hit high 30s and possibly 40s. Mm. Now, I know that in Australia...
That's like a normal summer
it's
for
kind
us.
Of like, yeah, sure, that's pretty normal. Yeah. I remember one time I got into London and I was getting an Uber back from the airport.
Mm.
And on the radio, I heard them genuinely say, everyone be careful, temperatures are going to soar in the heat wave to tops of 25 degrees. And I genuinely started laughing. I was like, that's hilarious.
Yeah, 25. That's just a standard day in like spring for us.
Yeah, totally, right? I will admit though, being in London in 25 felt a lot hotter.
Yeah, because it's...
I don't know why.
Well, because they don't have the humidity that we have and they also don't have...
breeze?
And water. Because the thing is it's landlocked, right? So therefore there's nothing to do when you... Like we've got like beautiful beaches. Gets hot, go to the beach, guys. Jump in the water. Mm. What do? Go in the park.
Well, it did feel quite
go
still.
To Hyde Park and just sit in the park and under a tree. Like
there were people sunbaking, in the underwear
and
at the park, which I thought was weird.
So their houses are built for cold weather. So the insulation is all like, you know,
I thought insulation worked both ways.
Not in London. But for example, for us, it's the other way. Our insulation here is kind of built for hotter weather. And so in winter, these houses, like, you would never be this cold inside a house in London
in
winter because it's got solid, you know what I mean? So they're not built for the weather. It's like Melbourne. If Melbourne, it gets really hot, it's terrible because there's nothing to do.
It is very hot down there as well. Well, this particular cinema called Showcase Cinema, they have said, that's why to tackle the heat wave, we're offering redheads free entry to our cinema screens this Monday and Tuesday so they'll be able to enjoy some of the amazing films on offer in the comfort of our air-conditioned cinema screens.
There you go.
And ensure they stay protected from the suns.
Ed Sheeran.
That's the picture that they use. Oh. They use
he's like the go-to redhead, right?
They've also said one free ticket per transaction per day for guests with red hair. They've been very specific. Do you reckon you could turn up as a strawberry blonde?
Yeah.
Do you think they've got like a colour chart? What, you know when you go to the hairdressers? So
you're saying it has to be genuine red hair. It can't just be dyed red hair. Who's dyeing their hair red though? Julia Roberts.
Heaps of people dye their hair red. I've had copper hair before.
Have you?
It was heaps of fun.
Don't do that.
It was hard to get rid of, I will admit that. Are they sitting there going, not ginger enough, you need to pay?
Mm.
Like, how's that going to work?
Yeah, I know.
I feel like it's kind of an odd marketing ploy, but fun nonetheless. All right, next week news for you. And this one's a little closer to home, your home state. Queensland cafe worker unfairly dismissed for not using smiley emojis in text message.
Oh, okay. That is harsh.
Would you have a go at me if I didn't use smiley emojis in text messages to you? We're in business together.
Yeah.
Do you need emojis?
Well, I usually know what you're saying. You know, like if you're saying like, fuck off, I get it. I don't need a smiley emoji at the end of that.
I'll just send a thumbs up with it. Fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off, mate. Does it change the tone of a message if you put an emoji in there?
I mean, I think it can. I think it does have a lot of power.
Give me an example of like a sentence where the smiley emoji might change how I feel about it.
Okay, see you then.
Okay,
see you then. Smiley face.
It's exactly the same to me.
Do you think?
Yes. What? How could I take okay, see you then in any other way?
I just don't think the last message that I sent you. Maybe the message you sent me.
Hang on.
Hey,
okay,
can
so
we
hang on.
Move the recording time?
Oh, okay.
Earlier.
Okay, so this is what you're trying to tell me here. So because I asked, you wanted to record at 10 a.m. and then I said, oh, could we record at 8 a.m., mm-hmm. right? And then you said, okay, see you then. Were you meaning, okay, fuckhead, see you then? Or, so hang on, maybe I need to understand you more here and that you,
no.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not really much, I don't think I use that many emojis. Unless it's like in, you know, Instagram DMs. I'll just chuck a little chili in there every now and then to let everyone know they're a little spicy, you know?
Oh.
Anyway, this chick in Queensland, she was the supervisor and she was complaining that they were understaffed.
Mm.
She sent that to her general manager and she was dismissed. And this has gone all the way to the Fair Work Commission, who has said that it was unfair reason to be dismissed. And the general manager was quoted saying that she didn't add any smiley faces. There are no emotions. She was unfriendly.
Far out.
Yeah,
this person must have, like, there must be more to it though. This person must be known in the workplace as being a bit of a miserable person or something like that. So they couldn't tell.
Yeah, but you know how sometimes when you work with someone and you just don't like their vibe and you're like, fuck, the laws in Australia are really, it's so hard to fire someone in Australia and have them not claim unfair dismissal. I kind of get where they're coming from. If she's just a pain in the ass, she's just she's just a bit not good.
They're looking for
to be
any
around.
Opportunity.
You're looking for anything to be like, I need
oh,
to pinpoint this moment.
That is desperate.
It is very desperate. Yeah. I feel like you could just say like your attitude's not the best. Last one for you. A new dating app matches people based off of what memes they like.
Okay. Yeah. Now you're a meme girl. You love a good meme.
I do.
So you would probably like this, I guess, because then you would be able to tell if they like your sense of humor.
Well, that is the point of the whole new app. So this person who created it was only 27 years old and they've said that instead of matching people, like we have so many dating apps that are based off of superficial things like what you look like.
Yeah.
They said that we should try and match based off of humor. I haven't downloaded this, but I'm a little tempted.
Out of all the apps, I think you need to download this one because you love a meme and I think that would actually get you on the same wavelength as the person that you're trying to date. But at the same time, you know, you do want to have a – you want to make sure there's a few photos there as well because, you know,
This is what I mean. Like, a little bit questionable,
is it
right?
Just about being funny? Because I mean,
can you be a three? But our sense of humor is the same. Let's see.
That shows how fucked you and I are, though.
No, that's maybe, normal. No, sorry.
Maybe we.
It's
need
fucking
to...
normal to care what the person that you're going to be dating looks like. That's normal. Mm. I've made friends with people on the internet based off of memes. So there are like podcasters in America that I'm literally friends with now. I message them all, like we message each other all the time.
And what meme gets them going?
No, like we all like the same types of memes. They're kind of savage. Some of them that they post are a little bit too full on and I'm like, oh, I probably couldn't post that. You know how Ricky Gervais, his whole essence is you can make a joke about anything because
totally.
It's a joke.
Yes.
It was along those lines and I was like, you might be able to make a joke about anything, but from my experience, I can't.
Yeah.
I could get in trouble for that.
Totally.
Maybe it's called Schmooze. I'm going to download it. Maybe it
do
could
it.
Be content for
Schmooze,
the podcast.
And then see how you go. Let's see who you find.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
But hang on. I want to know. There needs to be pictures. There needs to be details.
I don't think there is. There's
no
like,
fish photos.
I've taught you that one. But there are apparently 5,000 memes hand-selected by a squad of meme officers. Also, how do you get that job? Because I feel as though if there was ever a job that I was destined for.
Meme officer.
That's it.
Mate.
I think we need to contact them.
What, and you become a meme officer?
Do you reckon they'd sponsor the podcast?
Let's ask. I mean, God, we're saying positive things about it. Maybe we should say a few more positive things and see if they want
Bumble who?
Yeah.
That is your weird news for the week. Hey, legends, thanks so much for listening. That is the end of this week's episode of Semi-Organized Chaos. Mm. Now, if you didn't notice, in last week's episode, we dropped a little bonus one.
Oh, yeah. That was unexpected, wasn't it?
It was because we recorded too much. And we thought, instead of chucking it out.
Yeah.
Cutting room floor, we'll whack it back in.
Totally.
Just give you a little bonus episode. So if you haven't listened to that, it was dropped on Friday morning, so you can go back and press play.
Also, if you're on Apple, if you listen to us on Apple, sorry to everybody else who listens on Google and Stitcher and wherever else you listen. But
we're Spotify.
I mean, who can forget Spotify? We're actually in New and Noteworthy at the moment, which is pretty bloody nice.
That's a big surprise.
Isn't it? What are those categories we do fit into? Because we are new. But I don't know about the noteworthy part of that.
There's not a quality assurance going on here.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Apple. But if you are listening on Apple, if you could chuck us a star rating and a little bit of a review, that would do us wonders, and we're super grateful for that. And hit subscribe. We'll catch you back here next week.